Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Chalm and Beis, and we did Simon Beis. I want to point out one thing over here before we go on, that the Chayalim was discussing a case where instead of Bishul, what he was doing was the act of soaking it. He's been kovesh it, so he's brining it. He's using the brine. So we find in the Lachos of Yeridaya, a concept known as kovish kimavushal, something is soaked, it's a halachic equivalent as if it was cooked. Over here, it's not exactly the idea, because the rules for that are after 24 hours of soaking something together, it's considered as if it was cooked. However, over here, the person can point out that 24 hours is not usually enough to transfer a significant time. But these things would sit, and they would sit in brine for days and weeks, and there would be significant transfer of flavor. So that becomes the equivalent to Hilchos Brachos, that you've cooked it and extracted a significant amount of time, and therefore it gets the same bracha as the vegetable which soaked in it, based on the rules which you said before. It would just be soaked for 24 hours, where the transfer of time from the vegetable to the liquid is minimal. So regards to Isser v'Heter, that's enough of a transfer of time to create halachic issues. Regards to halachos brachos, that's not enough transfer of time to change the halacha of the liquid from a shahakol into adama. But we do see that that soaking it is able to approximate the concept of bishul. It's more than just squeezing out the liquid which is in there. By soaking it for a long period of time, you're actually extracting the flavor of the vegetable itself. So the Chayyim points this out in the parentheses at the end of the simon. He says, "Alfal gav de bishulchan aruch l'nizkar rak yirakos shebishlan." Over here in simon resh hay, he only talks about vegetables which have been cooked. And here we're discussing a vegetable which has been brined, soaked, etc. Hare b'simen reish beis, kosim shishron or bishlan. But in simen reish beis, there he mentions the word shriya, which is soaking, in conjunction with bishul as well. In kain mashmos, so now based on the idea which the Chayyim said in simen aleph, that the flavor which comes out when you cook it is more of the flavor of the actual item than when you squeeze out the liquid of the fruit or vegetable itself. In kain mashal al yedei shriya gam kain yotze tam hapri yosim al yedei shkita. So that's going to come out an interesting idea, that just by soaking it, you're able to extract a stronger flavor of the vegetable than when you squeeze out the liquid of the vegetable itself, which we could argue, it's sort of soaking together. And even if you want to argue that the liquid of the fruit or vegetable itself has its own time, it doesn't have to get it from the fruit or vegetable. So your tasting is the time of the liquid, not of the fruit. But it's also, meanwhile, absorbing the flavor from the fruit as it's sitting with it. So he finds it interesting to point out. And this idea would seem to be a chiddush that we need to really look into more. Okay, Simon Gimel, I'm going to skip simply because I have no idea what the scenario is. You know, it's one of those scenarios. People who are familiar with the culture that they had, we know what's talked about immediately. But here we're trying to figure out from the case he's discussing what exactly that they did, and then he's giving us the halachic status of it. I am not sure that I understand what he's referring to, that I could discuss it intelligently. So Bez Hashem, we're going to skip Simon Gimel and pick up with Simon Dalet in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.